Oh, very small now. Oh, it is recording. Holy fuck a do, it is recording.
Good.
May God forgive us. All right.
May God forgive us.
We got some words to say about a man called Tom Tenney. Shall we submit to the will of Tom?
No.
Turn on Radio Free Brooklyn and hear the Apocalypse all night long. Should we hunt down all those who have done us wrong?
Oh, yes!
And tune into Radio Free Brooklyn and hear the Apocalypse all night long.
Fuck yeah!
And should we tune into Radio Free Brooklyn and hear the Apocalypse all night long?
Yes, please! No.
Shall we turn on Radio Free Brooklyn to the Apocalypse all night long?
No. Yes. No.
Shall we hunt down all those who have done us wrong?
I love it.
Yes.
Shall we hunt down all those who have done us wrong?
Yes.
Yes.
No.
Shall we tune into Radio Free Brooklyn and hear the Apocalypse all night long?
Hell yeah.
Shall we hunt down all those who have done us wrong?
Yes.
Shall we tune into Radio Free Brooklyn and hear the Apocalypse all night long?
Folks, welcome to the Apocalypse.
Welcome to the Apocalypse.
The day is March 20, 2019.
There's a super moon.
Yeah.
Super moon.
Yeah, it's a very, very special day.
Yes.
But we all know that the super moon ushers with it whisper season.
Whisper season.
Yeah.
Shh. Pat's about to say something pervy.
Yeah.
No, it's not. I'm just going to name my daughter that. We live in like a dark surveillance.
Some find the whisper season quite erotic.
Others are creeped out by it. And then tune into another radio station.
What does whisper season mean to you?
It is a time of great darkness. Where with very little pork.
No,
let's banish this talk.
Right,
no, we need the pork.
Okay. Oh, you need the pork conversation now?
No, I'm just saying we're not going to say there's no pork because there's going to be so much pork.
Because there is pork.
There is pork.
You spend the whole...
There's none for Johnny Bureau.
There's going to be some. So that's why we're not jinxing it. Yeah.
Okay, well.
Thank you. Thank you, yeah. Sophie.
You're welcome.
Because that jinx was going to come in like a fucking... Like a ton of trucks hit.
What's the longest you've gone without having sex?
17 years. 18 years.
Well, that doesn't count. I mean, that counts, but sure. Then I'll say 16 years, and I guess.
But it started in 2005.
I think it was. I think it was like over a year. I think like a year and a half when I was 23, 24.
Jeez,
that's definitely a little over a year and a half.
Aye, aye, aye.
Well, you know, well, that's what I call the dark time. Oh, I was a young one. How little did I know? How little did I possibly understand about what was to come?
And now you have a Tinder profile and everything, and you're...
Yes.
Yeah, exactly.
Let's get to the Tinder profile.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Dear listeners.
Yeah.
Wait, first off, before the Tinder profile, dear listeners, we have a public service announcement,
right? Oh, that's...
Right?
Yes, we do. Important.
Sophie, would you like to take it away?
Isn't this a state of emergency? An emergency announcement?
It is kind of an emergency announcement.
It's kind of an emergency.
I'm sorry to put it all on you, but you gotta do it. Let's go. Come on, let's make with the announcement.
Yeah. Yes.
Right. Come on.
Can I have some sirens or something?
We do not have time.
We don't have time for sirens.
It's an emergency!
In case you didn't know, we are intellectuals.
You hear that sound?
Intellectuals.
That's the intellectual alarm.
Oh, we are intellectuals.
Jesus.
You are not. You're just going to have to accept that and bear with us and our pretension and our correctness throughout the duration of the
you're
show.
You're wrong.
Oh, my God. This is an earth-shattering revelation.
Dear listeners, you're wrong.
Completely.
All the times that you said that it was us that was wrong and not you.
It was you.
It was you.
And you're wrong. And not only that, you're wrong because you're fucking idiots and cowards and losers.
And fuck off.
And also, you know that right as you're going to die, God is going to come to you and be like, hey, by the way. To tell you which argument you won and lost.
Yeah, exactly.
That's the worst part about God. He's like, ha ha. I was like, I thought that was a really good argument that I won about, you know.
Yeah, about the outcome of the Syrian war or of the 2016 election.
Bringing it real.
Yeah, I mean, seriously.
Right off the apocalypse, kids.
Listen, I mean, you know, you could have won a lot more arguments if you'd just gone with us. We tried to warn you.
Oh, you mean that people are our listeners?
Yeah.
No, I want 100% of them.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, you won 100%. Yeah.
Yeah. Undefeated in any argument ever. Yeah.
Really?
Who? Pretty cool.
With whom did you debate in your day?
I argued with everybody.
Yeah.
Everybody.
And they all just walked away crying.
No, but I've won every single time. Yeah. I was like, in this argument. Even though I lose in like the real world,
I think like that. I win. Yeah.
Big time.
Yeah.
How do you like that? Huh?
And they're all walking
your fucking argument soup and eat it.
And they're all just walking away, being like, "Wow, I really thought I was right until I met Pat Hillsman.
Yeah.
Now I know nothing.
Now I know nothing.
Nothing.
It's a good way. It's a good way to win an argument.
Yeah, dude. It's like, and knowing nothing, I think it's like, you know, it's like being relieved, like I'm finally being wrong. Now I'm a know-nothing, you know? And that's so much better
than... we are not nothing.
No.
We are intellectuals.
We're intellectuals.
Intellectuals.
Yes.
If you have a problem with that...
How could we have predicted these world events?
Because of our intellect.
How would we have warned everyone so effectively about portals into hell?
Because of our intellect.
I love a good portal into hell.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Would you have even heard about that? If not for the apocalypse.
Probably.
There's one nearby.
Yeah. It's kind of like a local fact.
Yeah. And no one is doing that local reporting like the apocalypse.
Yeah, they're like, portal. They're like, I ain't seen no portal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But we were there.
Probably being paid off by the mayor and Bill Jessica DeMazio, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
I hate that guy. He's always turning a blind eye. It's so
Yeah, exactly.
Yet again, this situation.
Yeah, Bill de Blasio has no idea how the Apocalypse cast works, you know? Bill de Blasio is like completely in the dark.
I tell you
please.
What happened to me last night?
Yes.
How horrible this is. So I met my friend Sam for drinks, and I took the G train like 20 something stops, and then we finish at like 10:30, and I'm like, I'm trying to be more financially responsible, I'm gonna take the train back instead of getting a car. So I take the G train back and it stops, and obviously I'm stoned and listening to music and not paying attention. After sitting forever, it turns around and literally go straight back to the station that I got on. And then I got a lift an hour later from...
That would be a great thing to happen to this music.
The lesson is don't try to save money late at night through the MTA because it won't work out.
Also...
It'll fuck you.
Also...
Like...
Sacrifice people and animals while thinking about the MTA.
Yeah, yeah.
Do that.
Oh, that's great. That's great.
You got to direct some more of that negative energy towards
you
them.
Need to kill them to appease the Lord and, you know, have them represent...
I know that you're moving things for Satan down around there. You know, in
Bill de Blasio. I should.
Bill Satan de Blasio.
I retract the previous statement.
Our 33rd mayor. Do you think that that's a fucking coincidence? I don't think so.
33, 66.
Yep. Only 33 men before him. I think not. A man that tall.
Are they all? Have they all been men? They have, haven't they?
I think so. Yeah.
And they're all white too. Who is black?
Dinkins.
I think that was before my time.
It was before Giuliani and after Ed Koch was David Dinkins. It was a one-term mayor.
They were all bad. All of New York's mayors are bad. They're all evil.
Yeah.
They're all evil, evil men.
Yeah, exactly. Because David Dinkins didn't do shit about like fucking about HIV.
Giuliani's insane.
Yeah, and no, but Ed Koch. No. I'd say Ed Koch was more insane than Giuliani because Ed Koch was the one who like did fucking jack shit about AIDS.
I actually have an opinion about this. I've been thinking about this for a while.
That's fucking it's straight on him.
But
like
you know
87,000 people.
You know that Mike Pence caused an epidemic, right?
Oh really?
No.
With his evil powers.
When he was governor of Indiana?
Yeah.
He took all the funds that went to HIV funding, like all the government funds, you know, such as testing centers, like prevention centers, you know, treatment management. He diverted all of that funding to conversion therapy camps. And after that happened, a massive, massive HIV epidemic broke out in Indiana.
That was directly
correlated to him moving that money.
Wow. That's incredible.
There's no comparison of this example to that, but it is still kind of... All mayors are fucked, right?
Yeah.
Bill Jessica de Blasio dropped the groundhog on Groundhog
Day.
Really?
He did?
Yep.
Really?
He died. He murdered the fucking groundhog.
And
the year afterwards, he went back like nothing happened.
And then just had a new groundhog?
Yeah. Turning a blind eye, as usual.
Yeah, exactly. God, that guy.
Wow.
I mean, Bill de Blasio couldn't even understand the Apocalypse. He's just stuck in 2015.
Also, Giuliani is nuts, but to be fair, Ed Koch did fucking open fire on that fucking country music festival in Vegas.
Exactly. Yeah.
Like, you can say that about...
Not very many
Ed
mayors.
Ed Koch, but you can't say that about the rest of them as corrupt as they were.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like he threw off the bell curve and like everyone thinks they're so great just because they're not him. And they ain't. They all suck. All the mayors fucking suck.
Are making a Tinder profile?
Ed Koch is the most violent of all of them.
Yeah, that's an extreme act.
That's what
they're trying to hide.
So, guys.
So, groundhog murderers.
I'm so different than I was in this Tinder profile.
Okay,
guys. So, as you guys know, I am single.
Mm-hmm.
Newly single.
Yep. It's why you're so sexually frustrated.
Trying to get back on the scene.
Yeah.
So I got this here Tinder. What should I write?
I think that...
What should I write on my Tinder?
I think you should make it clear that you're looking for a good, docile wife.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very religious, very traditional.
Doesn't talk.
I saw this girl the other day.
Modest,
if modest
was in her profile, that would be a win.
I was like, you look like you'd be docile.
Yeah.
Yeah. Definitely can't be uppity.
No.
She's like, feminism, what the fuck is that?
As young as possible, for sure. You know, make that clear. Mm-hmm. You really want to get as many breeding years in as possible.
Yeah. Oh, breeding years.
I intend on having a lot of kids.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. So you, like,
named,
get...
named breeding years.
I intend for her to be pregnant
The majority
for,
of her life.
For about
yeah.
12 years.
That's perfect. Theater when she's 18.
Yeah, I know.
And then she's pregnant when she's 30, and then you'll do the right thing to women after 30 and murder her.
With your powerful seed.
I mean, that's a little much.
You think that's a little much?
Yeah.
A little too far? Okay, we'll keep it off the profile, and you can, like, talk about that, like, you know, during, like, the second date or something.
Speaking of powerful seed. Sophie, how are you doing?
Wait.
I'm doing good.
Yeah? She's been planting mind seeds into your brain.
I have been planting mind seeds into your brain.
Yeah. What are mind seeds?
I'm turning everyone into a gay pervert.
Oh, shit.
She's making people gay by sticking stuff in their brains.
A gay pervert.
Well, not just their brains. I'm sticking stuff off.
Oh, got him. Oh. You see, and that's why we had the emergency announcement. Because
we are intellectuals.
Yeah.
That is some intellectual shit. You
fucking idiot.
You swine just witnessed some fucking smart shit.
Yeah, that was some intellectual.
Did you get it?
Oh, God. They probably didn't.
Yeah. What a shame. Well, you know, I guess, yeah, I mean, if everyone was as smart as we are, everybody would be on the Apocalypse.
Also, the world, like, would be a very dangerous, it would be much more, I mean, the world is an incredibly dangerous place now.
Yeah.
But it would be so fucking dangerous.
If everyone were as smart as us?
Yeah, can you?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Can you picture it?
Because how could we control them if they weren't such fucking stupid idiots?
No,
you know?
Yeah, I think there would be, like, mass murder more frequently if we were all this smart, because we would all be getting revenge on one another, because there'd be no idiots just to control.
Yeah, and nobody would want to work. Everybody would be so bogged down with, like, welfare, you know, that nobody would really want to work. It doesn't, you know, the Apocalypse being everybody, like,
everybody
is great
the
in theory.
Cast.
It's great
Who
in theory,
we?
But,
yeah,
you know,
and, matter.
It's been tried. It's been tried,
what is
what
it?
I'm saying.
Right?
What?
Like, what does matter?
What does matter?
Who are we?
Yeah, exactly. All these, like, scientists.
What even is life?
Yeah, I mean, like, does a scientist make macaroni and cheese for me at 11 in the morning? No.
Yeah.
But my microwave does.
But I'm supposed to believe him about, like, fucking global warming and bullshit? While he lets a parade of foreigners come in and bang his wife while he watches. Hey, are you kidding me?
Yeah, exactly.
No cucks.
No cucks.
Oh, yeah, that's... So the Apocalypse is making a Tinder profile.
Yeah.
Because we love you.
Yeah,
and
we want to engage with the community.
And we want to express that love physically.
Who
and we know you're all on Tinder as well.
If you match with us and you make a date with us, one of the three of us will bang you. Or one of our many guests.
We'll either bang you or we'll sacrifice you. Basically.
No, we'll bang you. Cool.
Okay.
If you listen to the show, we'll bang you.
I'm gonna delete all my shit. Man, I had a dope-ass profile, but I have a girlfriend now. We actually matched on Tinder, but apparently I didn't notice. That's because I can be a self-absorbed asshole, but I still think I'm an okay person. Job title. Who wants to fill this fucker out?
I'm a podcast.
What's our gender?
The podcast?
Whoa, they only give you two options?
She's like binary.
But it only says man, woman.
Oh.
Oh, wow,
It's got to be a chick.
Yeah, that woman.
It's got to, because women won't fall for it the other way around.
Yeah, exactly.
It won't be fun the other way around, yeah.
Yeah.
Do we have a job title?
Job title.
Podcast?
Director of marketing.
Yeah.
At the Apocalypse.
Yeah, definitely. Community manager.
No.
Director of marketing. Yeah.
Community manager and director of marketing.
Yeah.
No, I know one. We have to pick one. We don't want to boggle.
Director of outreach.
Director of outreach.
Outreach.
So
about me, someone else has to show this, and I only have one of me leading a satanic black mass, which we should probably change.
So then, just we'll cover it with something like we'll cover the face. And then with the Apocalypse logo.
Didn't you write down something, Pat?
Okay, so who? Okay, so I mean about me. Who is this podcast for?
It's for dear listeners.
Dear listeners, we're looking for you.
Yeah.
Actively, as you sleep.
Yeah, actively.
We know what you did.
I know.
We know what you did.
What yeah. you did.
The podcast, or we know what you did.
What you did. Your only salvation
is to tune in
to Radio Free
Brooklyn.
Brooklyn. Yes,
on Friday.
And
at 2
give
PM.
Us money on Patreon. So, are we trying to get laid? Are we trying to
connect? Hang on a second. Oh, okay. Sure.
Yeah.
The We're podcast not gonna is horny as fuck. Tonight.
Pork.
I'm not saying that the individual components of the podcast, but as an entity, the podcast is constantly masturbating in a closet.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
Oh my God. It's such podcast. A horrible image of someone locked in a closet just masturbating.
Spends.
Just enjoying yourself in the closet.
Masturbates in a closet.
Occasionally masturbates in a closet.
In its closet. I want to specify that it's not anyone else's closet.
You know what? I'm glad about our listeners. I, for one, am glad, dear listeners, that we warned you that we're intellectuals.
Yes.
Before we drop that fucking intellect bomb on you, little, on you ignorant sheep.
What,
Yeah, so,
Therapy?
Yeah, we're gonna make a fucking Tinder profile for the podcast.
And if you see us, swipe right.
Yeah, swipe right. We're going to swipe right on every single one of you. And if you are willing to have sex with the Apocalypse,
dear listeners, we are looking for you actively as you sleep. We know what you did. Your only salvation is to tune to Radio Free Brooklyn every... Do you want me to finish that?
Every Friday at 2 p.m.
Okay. Friday. Can we do a pork emoji?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Oh, it's not in my favorites. I got to change that.
Cucks welcome.
No, I can't say cucks welcome right now. It's just a picture of me up on a stage.
All
right.
Well, if it's welcome.
Well.
Because we haven't really established the line on cuckoldry.
Oh, like, really? Wait, what do you mean the line?
Well,
because what does this mean?
There isn't a parade of foreigners banging our wives. We can't do the show.
Oh, yeah,
job
exactly.
Title, so. Company. How do you spell it? Will someone spell it? The Apocalypse.
Yeah.
It takes a long time to learn how to spell it. I was spelling it wrong. Yeah, and Lulu's like, what are you, nuts? That's not how you'd say it if you spell it that way. So she corrected the spelling, and then that's when it really took off. We had zero listeners before that. And now we have like 70 or 80. And by the way, they're trying to take it away.
I know they are.
They're trying to take all of it away. Like a
Why?
Bunch of sick... Because they're
demanding
it's
money.
It's still
because
my
they're
own
evil.
Shit.
Because they're...
Did it not save?
They want to take away our time slot because they're evil.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's why.
Because we're not going to pay
the
money.
It hasn't showed up yet. Oh, are
no,
we looking
we'll pay the money.
Tithe?
We'll pay the money. We'll
we're
tithe.
Looking for men and women. I should change that. I think it's just set
Touché.
To women right now.
Sorry, what is? It has to be a woman because otherwise you won't get people
No,
that are
but like, I'm like, what is our sexual identity?
Like that are being perverts.
Shit. God damn it. I deleted it.
You deleted it?
Just my photo. Okay, I'll fix it.
But you
it.
Still have it somewhere, right?
I'll find something good. Someone talk about, why don't you guys go to therapy?
Johnny B-Roll. As your therapist, I gotta tell you.
Okay, what is it?
We gotta do some emergency therapy.
It's some emergency therapy. Oh,
I think
shit.
That most of our listeners don't know this, but I'm Johnny B-Roll's therapist.
Yeah, oh, yeah, it's been a long process.
Yeah.
But we really love
but
it, yeah.
If there's one thing that we love here at the Apocalypse, it's the process.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah, we're a process-oriented.
Yeah, we... That's right. All outcomes depend on the process.
Yeah.
Process.
Yeah.
That leads to them.
You know, the one. The only one. The only one that we know. Which is complete unstructured discord, I think. You know, only when things break down as much as they can. Only when we're at maximum chaos and negativity do we see the real truth, I think.
It's true. And I think that dovetails with the situation that we're in right now.
Mm-hmm. I won't, but
people are trying to
yes. Yes.
I'll add a photo of me too.
Are there photos from House of Yes?
No. I mean not that I've seen yet. I don't
no,
have any
no,
photos
don't.
Of you. Don't do it.
Don't do it like that. Unless it's like one of like 10.
Okay.
In which case, it's awesome.
I really
If Johnny B Roll's in there then
someone
do it.
Fucking yeah. took a
I'll put myself
me.
Getting
put
an
Johnny
ID.
Johnny B Roll in it, then I'll do it for sure. Safety numbers.
No.
Yes, with Johnny B-Roll.
But I don't have any photos of Johnny B-Roll.
Johnny B-Roll, send her a photo of yourself.
What vibe should I do?
Satan? Just, like, aggressive.
Okay, I'll go back to the Black Mass days.
Yeah. Johnny B-Roll.
Mm-hmm.
Text me a picture of yourself.
Text her a picture of yourself. Looking weird.
Yeah.
Looking weird.
Yep. And don't think too hard about it. Just do it now. Thanks. You guys have been listening to the ApocalyCast. I dare you to turn the station. I dare you to listen to something else. You were listening to Democracy Now! Earlier. It's not bad. But it's not the ApocalyCast. And the ApocalyCast can bring you enlightenment directly into your fucking head holes. Directly. Do you ever feel
head
like your
hole.
Brain is... you ever feel like your head holes and your brain are just tingling?
Yeah.
Just full of knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
We feel like that here at the ApocalyCast 100% of the time.
Yeah. And you just
times a million.
It's that feeling when you want to submit, you know?
If anybody else ever tells you that they're an intellectual, picture that. Just your brain filling up.
They're not.
With just so much knowledge. And then somehow becoming larger so that it can fill even more knowledge. And your head doesn't even hurt. It's incredible. Mm-hmm. And most of you fucking ignorant sheep couldn't even comprehend 1/10 of that. So don't even tune in. But we know that we have some...
Failed to upload. God damn it.
We'll get it.
Okay.
The concept is important.
Yes.
That when you see the ApocalyCast online, it's going to be a rotating... We'll each go on one date. We'll take turns.
Yeah.
Starting with Johnny B-Roll.
Yes.
Because he's single.
Okay.
And then rotating to the rest of us. And it's going to be a big 50-50. Probably more people are going to want to go with Sophie than me. But...
Wait. What are we doing?
But they're going to get me 1/3 of the time.
We're going on dates with listeners.
With listeners. Oh,
yeah.
Shit.
Yeah, yeah, we're having all of our pictures on it. Our real pictures.
Okay,
and
great.
And Sarah Steele's also.
Yeah.
Be like, we are the podcast.
Wow, yeah.
You have to date one of us.
Yeah, we really.
That's how it works.
Yeah, man.
That's how relationships work, don't you know?
I'd say the sleazier your pickup line, the more likely we are to say yes.
True.
Sleaze
like,
is underrated.
Yeah, because we
long
are.
As it's nice sleaze.
Yeah.
Yeah, because we're classy, but we're kind of high
low. Classy intellectuals.
That's, you know what? You guys hit on 2 points that I've been thinking a lot about lately is our class and our intellect.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Both are so fucking rad. Like,
yeah.
I'm just like, oh, my class, right? My intellect.
Yeah, like, we've discussed this for years. Oh, we're a classy show.
Beyond.
That's true. If I had to pick one word to describe what the ApocalyCast is, that word would be classy.
Yeah, classy as fuck.
I mean, listen to this. It's
Tchaikovsky. Tchaikovsky.
Yep.
Tchaikovsky. Yeah, I can pronounce that. That's correct.
Look at that.
When
that's
you
called
really...
the intellect. Something you've never heard of, dear listeners.
Yeah, because you're all bunch of fucking idiot cowards. Fucking idiot cowards. That's why you're not on this show. Why do you think there's only 3 people in the ApocalyCast? There are only 3 people smart enough to be on the ApocalyCast.
Right. That's a good point.
Yeah. I mean, like, you know, in the early 20th century, I know, like, you know, in Russia and China and in, like, and in Venezuela, they've, like, made everybody an intellectual, and now everybody's equal. But, like, look what happened there. It's a fucking disaster.
Here, we don't... Like, you have to prove yourself here with results.
Yes.
You know? Like,
yes.
Bring me the head of Osama bin Laden.
Yeah.
Like, that was George W. Bush, and it was Obama that got to have sex with the head. Very interesting. It's a fate. Fate is weird like that sometimes.
But that's the reason why there's... only 3 people here. It's because we're the only 3 people who are like...
Who can
it's
handle
like,
it?
It's like but natural law. What were you going to say, Sophie?
True.
What are you saying?
I'm about to say that I'm hungry, so you guys have to go home soon.
Okay.
Yep. We're almost at the...
We're almost at the...
Oh,
end?
Yeah. We're almost
okay,
at the magic.
Cool.
We're almost to that magic number.
What's the magic number?
1 hour.
Really? We've been going for an hour?
Almost, yeah. So that we can...
Okay.
Yes.
Upload it without the shame.
Without the shame.
Of not having an episode, a new episode this week.
Mostly
okay.
Because Johnny B-Roll.
But what are we going to say at the bottom of the page? It's going to say, like, okay, like, how do we filter people out automatically?
What?
Like, no cucks, right?
Right.
Obviously, no cucks.
No cuckolding. Or pro-cuckolding. We still have, like I said, we haven't decided.
Yeah. No. Well, I mean, we definitely want to
talk about cuckolding.
Yeah. Like, cuckolding is... What?
I just said talk about cuckolding.
Yeah, you know, yeah. Talk about cuckolding.
Yeah, we get. I mean, you know, it's like.
Yeah, we
if
here
you're,
at the Bucklecast are going to force a parade of foreigners to immigrate to the United States.
No, we're not going to.
Specifically for the purpose of seducing your wife.
Yeah, exactly. Like, we there are enough people. Shame. We have enough people in America already to set up cuckoldry scenes. We don't need all these foreigners coming and doing it for us, okay?
But it just makes it that much worse.
It does.
It's time.
It does.
You know? It's time, dear listener.
Imagine some people's reactions if that actually happened to them.
They'd be angry if they're just all, like, 1,000 Ricky Ricardos just seducing your wife.
Yeah.
Like,
Jesus. Or what about, like, 1,000, like, Ricky Martins, you know?
Oh. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know about Ricky Martin.
Ricky Martin's gay, but he's a seducer.
But he's cool.
He is.
I like him a lot.
Yeah.
But I don't know if I would be into him. Honestly.
I was into Enrique Iglesias.
He could harm me, you know?
Yeah.
Enrique Iglesias, his father.
No, the younger
brother.
One.
These are Julio Iglesias.
Oh.
Well, that's the dad. Enrique's, he was like a bad pop star, but I wanted to fuck him when I was little.
But you didn't.
No, I've never met the guy.
And you failed. You failed in your childhood dream.
Yeah. What are you going to do now?
No mercy here at the podcast.
I don't know. You know? I mean, if there was a chance to fuck Enrique Iglesias, I would do it.
You would happen.
You
tried about it.
Right?
It'd be cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sweet.
You have to.
Yeah.
Right?
Sophie, this is good.
Yeah.
Yeah. The guy to fucking Julio Iglesias. Or Enrique Iglesias?
Enrique Iglesias.
Okay, the guy to no,
he had the famous mole, and then he had it removed. And he looked worse without his mole.
Oh.
He shouldn't have had it removed. He dated that hot tennis player, the blonde one.
Oh, really?
The
Maria
Russian
Sharapova?
One.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, the Soviet one.
Yeah.
Oh,
the one who made tennis way more popular.
Yeah.
They all talk about comrades. Yeah.
Yeah. She's a total pinko commie.
Yeah, pinko commie.
Yeah. Trying to sneak it onto the tennis court.
And if there's one thing we here at the podcast won't stand for, it's communism.
Never.
Unless. Yeah. It's the sexy kind. We like the sexy kind. The sexy kind of communism is really good. Like the hot chicks in fucking uniforms with like just the tits popping out like crazy.
Yeah, but and threatening you.
Everywhere.
Threatening you. Yeah.
Just, you don't even need to know how to decorate shit. You just like wall, color, red star.
Yeah.
Done. You don't even have to think about all the other shit. Think of all the other time that you could have spent.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Sexy.
Exactly.
Sexy Soviet. Good.
Mm-hmm.
Unsexy communism.
Bad.
Mm-hmm.
Pol Pot.
Yeah, very not cool.
Yeah, all the intellectuals must die.
Yeah, that's pretty bad.
We're intellectuals.
Yeah,
too handsome to die?
Yeah, that's true. JBR, we should talk about this. JBR,
okay.
You had a brush with death recently.
Okay, yeah. I had a big attack of the heebie-jeebies.
Oh, God.
And, you know, it was fine, but... you know, you just, like, you start feeling like you're going out of your mind because you're like, oh, like, I have so many opportunities. And you start thinking, like, wow, I just want to feel like this, like, fucking every day. And, you know, and you're like, wow, it's like, it's not like being free, but, like, it is being great. And you're like, Jesus. And you're like, Jesus, could this really, like maybe this could happen every day. Maybe something really can change and become really great. And then the next day it doesn't feel like that. And it's the worst fucking feeling in the world. And that's what we call the heebie-jeebies.
Jesus.
And it was not good, man.
It's good. Well, it's good that you're back, you know?
Yeah.
So we got to talk about brushes with death.
Right. Okay.
China B-roll. How are the heebie-jeebies removed?
Well, the doctor, he didn't really explain it to me. well,
he wrote a
there was kind of
fear,
a
right?
there was kind of a there was kind of an unusual remedy.
Yeah, really?
Yeah. The remedy was to invite a parade of foreigners into my house to fuck my wife.
To seduce your wife.
And I said to my doctor, I was like, are you, I mean, you know,
it's a little this extreme, right?
Yeah. This sounds pretty weird. Yeah. And he's like, no, it's this experimental treatment. It's very popular, actually, out in California. We think it's going to work.
Oh, they love
it. And I was like, I don't know, man. I've just never heard of this. Some people had written about it on Quora. That's all I could find. And so I did it. And she said she was okay with it. I think she's going to be mad at me later. But, you know, but they all came and they fucked her.
Wow.
And wow, you know, she really looked. The
is
thing
it
is
true that they make you watch the whole time?
Yeah, they make you watch the whole time. Oh, God. I think she kind of liked it, too.
Well, and probably.
Yes, oh,
yeah.
God.
Yeah, and like, actually, like, I kind of like watching. So it's kind of.
Oh, boy. So they got you twice.
Yeah. Yeah.
The old double cuck.
Yeah. So you know, it's, I am being punished, but it's like I like the punishment.
Mm.
And that is,
good. Well, that's
good.
That's,
it's kind of
yeah,
a
that's
strange
and that's a win.
Thing
yeah.
to have to navigate.
That's a big win. Yeah. Speaking of things that we have to navigate, we here at the ApocalyCast, we still have another message for our listeners. We know what you're trying to do.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Sophie, what do you think our fucking listeners are trying to do?
You're trying to...
They're trying to undermine us, I think.
Really?
Don't you think so? Do you think
they're capable of that?
They seem to think that they're smarter than us.
That's impossible.
Completely impossible. Do you know why?
Why? Well, we're the smartest people, but also they're fucktards.
We're intellectuals.
Yep.
We're intellectuals.
Yep, yep,
yeah.
Yep, yep, yep.
We can pronounce intellectual.
Yeah.
Very easily.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, you know, if you it's the first like fucking it, yeah. step. Oh, God, they're so stupid.
Yeah, take that. You know, don't you wish
the
you were this
first,
smart?
Don't you wish you could just do the one thing that would set you down the road to being an intellectual? No, because they can't fucking talk because they're so stupid.
Our dumb listeners.
Yeah.
They have no idea what it means.
We're going to have this job forever.
To be
you know?
An intellectual.
Like they're never going to catch up to us.
I'm listening, but I'm ordering Seamless.
The smartest person in the room.
Oh,
times,
man.
Times, like, of the 100 rooms.
Yeah.
You know, just the room.
Yeah.
Like, fuck that. If you're the smart person in the room, you're
smartest
you're
person
fucked.
In,
they'll catch
in
you.
100
Always.
Rooms. Mm-hmm. Smartest person in 100 rooms.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
then
and
we'll
I'm,
see.
Soon I'll be the smartest person in 1,000 rooms.
Yeah, dude. And then we'll see who's right about about abortion.
Exactly.
You know? And then we'll see who's right about whether the Clintons murdered Vince Foster.
Yep.
And then we'll see.
Because
if,
when
you know,
die, God tells you which arguments you were right about.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
That's what you get.
And yeah. You should have listened to us.
Yep.
You
should have listened to the podcast.
You would have, yeah,
you should
exactly.
have given money to the podcast.
All you people.
We were so selfless that we didn't even want you to give us money. We just wanted you to give our good friend Tom Tenney money.
Yeah. But circumstances have changed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that
it is. I mean, that's what we used to do. That was the old jam.
So
that you
could sacrifice people to
then,
stay young.
Yeah. But then, yeah, exactly. And we went along with it. But then, you know what? The 2016 election happened.
Mm.
And we were just like,
times change. Yeah, we were like, we started chanting, "No more Tom Tenney's."
Yeah,
no more.
No more.
No more
tyrants.
It was the breaking point for some of us. For it was the breaking point for most of us.
Every last penny. We'll never stand for a tyrant like Tom Tenney.
Now, to be fair, you know, we didn't stand up to him for like a really long time.
No, we were complicit.
Yeah, we were complicit for sure. But what's important is that we're doing it now.
Right. Yeah. Now, we're the best you can do.
Yeah.
It's time to resist the sick, perverted, unthinkable things that fuck has done.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. He's demanding now that we tithe. Can you believe that?
Tithe?
Yeah.
You what?
Like what? He's demanding that we tithe. That we give 1/10 of our money to him.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's like, tithe, bitch.
Evil, evil.
Yeah.
And then he threw a fucking sack at me and he was like, fill that up with money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it wasn't even
Tom
sexual.
Tom's a real fucking piece of shit. No,
it
wasn't
even
sexual.
He
wanted
to
get out of there to do something sexual probably, but it wasn't. That wasn't part
but
of it.
No, dude. Yeah, you were holding up his little session.
Yeah. He's like, fill it
come
out.
On, faster, faster. Just fill that fucking bag. Show me who
For
you really are, Pat Hillsman.
Enemy of public radio.
Yeah.
Community radio.
No. You,
does
the enemy of
the community thinks it deserves a radio?
Oh.
People think that they deserve, like, a platform that gives voice to them. Fuck that.
The people want whatever. The people want whatever fucking shitty thing. They just like maintains their illusion, and that's what Radio Free Brooklyn is about. You know,
that's one thing that annoys me about Tom Tenney. Actually, is that I didn't like the man, but I liked his methods. I liked that he was a tyrant. You know, I feel that Radio Free Brooklyn needs a tyrant. It's just that he was fucking crazy and just mean, you know, and petty and just sick. Just sick. He's a very... I mean, he'll be remembered as an evil man, but mostly I just remember Tom Tenney, the founder and director of Radio Free Brooklyn,
yeah,
as a sick man. As a sick man who just, like, his ideas were hateful and his life was marred by violence and treason. But at least he had the tools to like get things done. But then he gave power to the board and he became even more sick.
Oh, God,
and
yeah.
And he started to have influence in minor ways, but only like malign, like really malign ways, you know, like the deep state shit. And he was like the emperor in Star Wars. You know, it was like, yes, have your Senate meet. But then Tom Tenney was like, all right, it's time for direct democracy.
Yeah.
He's like, everyone that's against Radio Free Brooklyn, why don't you go stand over there with Pat? Everyone that's for Radio Free Brooklyn and has no problem believing that we're a democracy and fears no retribution, come, go over there. Go stand with Pat if you fear no retribution. If you feel that maybe your time slot won't be taken away from you, or that there's no way for Radio Free Brooklyn to retaliate against you, well, just go over there, stand with Pat. There'll be no problem, right? Or you could come stand with me, Tom Tenney, and I'll protect you.
Yeah.
From the things that I would do to you if you side with Pat.
But yeah, he makes it sound so simple. But does he explain like the pet names that you have to call him?
Oh yeah.
Like, he doesn't tell you about that up front. That he fucking saves for later. Yeah.
Listen, I can't keep calling. I can't keep calling you Tea Kettle.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, he made me call him Little Piglet.
Yeah. Are you kidding me? He's gigantic.
Yeah, exactly.
Not pig-like, but he's the size of a gigantic man. He's like basketball player size, menacing.
Yeah.
You're the piglet.
I mean, I think he just wants someone to like debase him, you know, so he can feel okay.
Well, he debases
himself.
It's
like get a dominatrix, man. If you need someone to do this.
Maybe he does.
You guys have been listening to the podcast on Radio Free Brooklyn. Anything else?
I'm so fucking tired.
I'm pretty tired myself. But da 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 da
da da da da da da da da da
I don't know the song, so we fell. So it's like a montage of itself, but that ends in failure.
Yeah, exactly. It just falls apart, just like you and me and everybody.
And above else, my podcast. But there's one thing that's nice, is my podcast is going to be getting fucking laid.
Yeah.
That's right.
We're on Tinder, baby.
You better be bisexual. That's all I can say. You have to be bisexual to come
to
this.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's going to be, who knows?
You have to have a...
Maybe it'll be Sarah Steele. Maybe it'll be Johnny B-Roll. You don't know.
You need a Northampton, Massachusetts ID in order to...
But you should. You know, it'd be nice. And, don't waste our time. Don't come on the date if you're not gonna have sex with Johnny B-Roll, okay?
Yeah, definitely not.
Just whatever you do, don't do that, because he might be getting some of it a little bit disproportionately, because I have to like take care of the animals and shit, you know.
I have to eat and text horny things to my girlfriend.
You guys,
man,
I
wish I had some goddamn pork, you guys.
You'll get some soon.
It's like I'm frustrated, and then 2 hours later I'm not frustrated.
Are overflowing.
And then 2 hours later I'm just like, fucking fuck this.
My pork ducts are clogged.
Really?
Yeah, just because there's been so much pork at once.
Oh my god, that sounds.
Can you imagine that? Your pork ducts.
Yeah.
Pork. Wow.
I mean, that must be extremely painful.
It's a little painful, but it's also like.
Is there like any pus?
There's no pus. No. It's just because you know, pork ducts. Because there was just so much pork that tried to go through.
I have to fix that text that sounded bad. Oh, she doesn't.
It wasn't because of okay. Pus.
Okay, she's being so nice to me. I should be nice back.
You should.
I will be. Not get cranky from taking too much Adderall. Okay,
anyway. I tried not to say something after you said that. I was like... Thanks. But I just mouthed it out.
Anyways.
Just
anyways,
picture it.
Everyone have...
Yeah.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.